This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toh. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Today I'm joined by Simon Smart. How are you going, Simon?
Good, thanks, Justine.
Good. Now, the national religious broadcasters in the US, they've just released a report about new media outlets like Facebook, Google and Apple. And they say that these new media outlets have written policies that violate the fundamental rules of free expression, particularly those concerning religious free speech. So, Simon, can you tell us more about this?
It's an interesting one. This free speech is a big one in the US, but it is here as well. The report was just out recently from Washington, and it says that new media platforms, Facebook, Apple, Comcast, AT&T and Google, have adopted policies to censor viewpoints expressing Christian views on controversial issues. Evidently, Google's search engine and Apple's iTunes App Store have already started to use these policies to remove orthodox Christian viewpoints that they consider offensive or too controversial.
Right, okay. So what does this report say the key concerns are?
Well, you know, being the US, freedom of speech and expression, it's high on the agenda. It resonates when you talk in these terms. So the report says that it's concerned that there might be anti-Christian or perhaps anti-religious censorship that's going on. They say that free speech inhibiting policies that facilitate censorship are in place in almost all the web-based communications companies that they reviewed. The authors of the report say there's a whole lot of reasons for this, market-driven motivations, that these companies impose censorship. And they also think it really needs urgent attention because as more and more of these things join together onto common platforms, it's going to become more entrenched, they say.
Okay, so what kinds of things are they talking about?
It's sort of ironic because despite the social networks supposedly being about sharing of information and being open to different ideas, the report says that religious speak is being restricted in some cases. So for a couple of examples, the Associated Press caught Comcast blocking or at least delaying peer-to-peer file sharing of the King James Bible in recent times. Google has also committed a number of free speech violations, allegedly. It tells us, I'm going to keep saying allegedly. It initially prohibited, they tell us, the English Christian Institute from purchasing space for an advertisement about abortion. It also allegedly blocked Massachusetts pro-family website because of its conservative Christian content. And Google has also excluded churches and other faith groups from free or discounted use of its web tool, Google for Nonprofits. So, you know, there's a bit going on here. The report claims that also that Facebook has close ties to a gay rights group, coupling that with some of its written policies. They say there are strong indications that the social networking platform poses a high risk for anti-Christian discrimination. So it's an interesting dynamic.
So I'm getting a sense here that there are some lobby groups that are pressuring these social media sites to remove content that the groups wouldn't agree with.
Well, that's what the report claims. There have been things like the Manhattan Declaration, which is regarding the place of traditional marriage, being removed from the iTunes store after a whole lot of groups lobbied for this. Colby May, who's the senior counsel and director of the American Center for Law and Justice, questions Apple's judgment on this. He's saying Apple rejected an app for a document that upholds the sanctity of life and marriage because they said it was offensive. And yet, he says, you know, they maintain an app for the violent video game Grand Theft Auto.
So I guess there needs to be some discussion about what is actually regarded as offensive. You know, what constitutes undesirable contents and what is hate speech?
It does. It reminds me of this year's Global Leadership Summit at Willow Creek in Chicago. The head of Starbucks was to speak at that, but at the last minute, the executives decided not to go ahead with it. The reason was they'd been lobbied by a group saying that Willow Creek Church was anti-gay.
I don't think people would immediately say Willow Creek, oh, anti-gay, right?
No, and they resisted this. They publicly said afterwards, look, we're not anti-anyone. We want anyone to come to us. And so, you know, it's a disturbing trend, I guess, if religious groups aren't able to take their place in the public realm and state their case. We can all understand that restriction of hateful talk is appropriate. But, you know, when that gets attached to any more traditional or conservative or orthodox Christian agenda or teaching, that seems contrary to the principles of reasonable public discussion.
Yeah, and a reasonable public discussion should be about the free exchange of ideas and offering people access to information so they can make up their own minds about it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.